Hi everybody, it's Derek here. I've talked to a lot of salespeople lately, and I've learned one thing about them, and that is that most salespeople kind of feel like they have more prospects than they actually do. Salespeople have a tendency to use kind of an open-ended definition of a prospect that is essentially anybody who'll pick up the phone when they call, or anybody that they hope that they can do business with at some point in time. But you know what? That's really too broad and too general, and it doesn't give a salesperson enough definition about what a prospect actually is. You got to stop and think about what the objective is of your sales process to begin with, and that's to advance people through the sales prospect through the sales process to get from the first step to the second step to the third step. To close the deal, to use the popular terminology. And so basically what you've got to do is you've got to think about the definition of what a prospect really is to go through that sales cycle, and that is this. A prospect is somebody who's willing to advance through each step of your sales cycle with you and to do it within your normal time frame. If there's no commitment to work through that sales process within the time frame that works for you, then you don't have a prospect. And in a lot of situations, there are salespeople, who are making contacts and phone calls in an environment that would be really better advised to consider nobody a prospect unless that person's taken part in at least two good conversations so that they know they're actually playing ball with them. So when you're thinking about who your prospects are, think about that in terms of the individual who's willing to advance through your sales process, however many steps are involved in your sales process within the time frame that is normal for you. Because if you don't have that person, you don't have a prospect. Okay, until next time, this is Derek.